Hello again, and welcome back to the She 2023 podcast. Today I have the co-founders of Less Stress, Gabrielle and Jevela, and they're going to talk about the importance of balancing the interaction with the body and stress with managing our work and how we deal with our workload. So if you can just introduce yourselves.
Hello, thank you so much for having us here on the ride.
Hi, really nice to be here at the conference and in the car as well.
Did I pronounce your names correctly?
Perfectly, that's fine.
Fantastic. That's great. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Less Stress.
Yes, so Less Stress was born around 3 years ago in the middle of the pandemic. As a kind of a way, in the beginning, for the creatives to manage their stress and sort of to understand themselves better in the creative field. But then from there, it kind of spreaded, and then it became an idea to do an interdisciplinary mental health platform where we connect not only talk therapists, but also therapies such as somatic therapy, which means body therapy, trauma-informed education, holistic practices such as yoga, pranayama, and other things, to bring these things together to offer people and businesses opportunity to understand and heal in a holistic way. So not just like dealing with the mind, but also understanding our bodies, our senses, how the traumas are kind of left in our bodies as traces, and how that affects our social, emotional, creative, and in general, our lives. So yeah, just very shortly.
That's very interesting. I've been hearing a little bit, I've been reading a lot about the impact of stress on the body and how that feeds into our everyday lives, which, you know, we spend our everyday lives working, and so it's quite imperative that we manage our work. You know, this is the way that we are productive, and this is where most of our social interactions happen. So could you tell me in brief, what is the impact of stress on our body, and how does that impact our work?
So I'll give Jevela the floor to talk about the body part, but when it comes to stress in general, it's a good mechanism for us to actually get our system to do the best for the short term, you know, and actually help us to mobilize our thoughts, our thinking. So it's not only a negative effect. When the problem actually arises is when we have really long, stressful periods and we don't have the resilience to bounce back and recover from it. So our bodies have a natural cycle of being stressed. So we have an arousal in our bodies and our nervous systems, and then we return to calm and co-regulate ourselves. So if the stress is prolonged, like in our many lives and work lives nowadays, we just get the arousal, but we don't come back properly to, you know, like relaxed stage, if I'm correct.
Yeah, definitely. For me, it's actually quite a controversial topic because we as a society are very used to, you know. So in a way, our bodies keep giving those chemicals, you know, those neurotransmitters that we get addicted to. So then it's hard to get out of that, rush and being responsible for many things and juggling, because we think that it's the best way to live. So I consider us a little bit as a stress society because, as I said, because we get addicted to that. So our bodies are very interesting and complex systems. So if we talk from the perspective of the nervous system, so our nervous system registers and directs basically like how we respond to the environment and how we respond to ourselves as well, right? So what it means is it depending what are our patterns. So if our pattern is to always rush, to always think that we have to prove something, that we have to deliver, that our worth depends on delivering as much stuff as possible. So then, of course, physically, our nervous system records that, and those become our, so the neurons actually become the ones that give us that information. So then it's like a two-way pathway. So we communicate this to the environment, and at the same time we get this information internally as well. So we internalize that information. So it's a very, as I said, it's a very complex thing. So unlearning takes time.
Yeah.
Because we have to not only change our mindset, but we have to change the chemical sort of, what's the word for it?
Composition?
Exactly, chemical composition in our bodies. So that's why it might be very uncomfortable when we start unlearning, when we start changing, introducing, you know, relaxation and introducing sometimes doing, trying to do less, you know, and saying out to ourselves that it's okay to do less and that our work doesn't depend on that. So yeah, we are responsible both as individuals and as a society for this. Because of course, like we get to we learn our stress responses from our parents, from the society, and from ourselves when we live. So it's a very, very complex thing. So we're constantly interacting in between ourselves.
Well, that's fascinating, and I have a question about you guys are your business is based here in Norway. Are you both Norwegian?
Actually, no, we are from Lithuania.
Okay, because I'm curious about cultural differences in our approach to stress and perhaps how that might... If I am stressed out as a South African and I'm used to living in a stressed out situation, is it something that is easy to identify if it maybe manifests in a different way or in a way... Or does it, is it universal, this, the way that we present and take on stress?
It's a very interesting question, actually, to look at from a cultural point of view. And this is where I feel our collective trauma lens comes in very handy. Because what does it mean? Your question, how do we accept it probably in societies and in working environments? So as being from Lithuania, for example, we have different working standards, even though we are very, very close to Norway. It would be different requirements at certain areas, I would say, and at some points Norway is much you know, like relaxed and giving more opportunities, and it's promoting this lifestyle where, you know, you have time for family, you have time for other things than work. But as we see here, you know, like statistics show us that people in general in Norway are not nor happy all the time and stressed a lot and have a lot of sick leaves due to mental health, and it's not enough support in the system for that yet to actually address it prior to the problems arising. So we kind of here, as well as in Lithuania, as well as in South Africa, we would have to use different language and address different problems specifically connected to mental health and stress, let's say, in working environment and in societies. But in general, I feel when it comes to productivity, we imagine that productivity means working as hard, as much as possible, as long as possible. So to re-educate that from our business world in general, no matter where the, which country you are working in, it takes time. And we see, like now, an IT sector is a very good example. They started the shift that we look at the people, we look at how the persons are, we start monitoring mental health within the organizations we work in, and that gives us the results that we can prevent it earlier. Then you want to quit because you are unsatisfied, but you cannot, let's say, find the means and ways to communicate that. Maybe you're not comfortable, or organizational structure doesn't allow you to come to your boss and just say, you know what, I feel very vulnerable right now, I cannot do this or that task. And vulnerability, again, it's one of the like values we need to talk here about.
Absolutely. It's actually been a word that's come up several times today in various interviews. Not only one of the interviews was about it was a leader who felt that she needed to make herself vulnerable in order for the rest of her team to trust her enough to actually start sharing with her and to feel comfortable with each other. So, and now you're saying as well, personally, one needs to become vulnerable in order to actually do a better job and embrace. I actually don't want to frame it as doing a better job, but for yourself. Yeah. Do better for yourself.
Yeah.
Do better by yourself, I mean. So.
And when you say that, it means that you also, here we touch upon another subject of emotional intelligence. So you cannot know that for yourself unless you know what you need. And to know what you need to be taught somehow or presented at some point of your life. And we don't have it yet, I feel, integrated in our educational systems. As young kids, as you know, students, as afterwards, as a professionals, to actually reach emotional intelligence level where I know what I need. Then another step and task is to communicate my needs to who is like my boss and supervisor.
And for me also, I guess, just to kind of add on, vulnerability is both accepting, recognizing our own needs, but also recognizing the boundary, or in a way the otherness of the other. But it's not just recognizing, but also accepting. So can I hold that in my nervous system? Can I hold that in my body, you know? Because as I actually just heard before coming here, vulnerability is also not feeling safe. So, and we so often don't feel safe because we are afraid to express our own needs. And also we are afraid of the other's otherness, you know, because somehow that feels scary. So this is like a very subtle, thing
to re-educate,
talk, but also, I guess, to work within our bodies. So again, not just in theory.
And on that note, the topic of re-education, what is it then that we can implement? How can we start to re-educate ourselves? And what do you provide as well?
So, we work with the concept of trauma-informed leadership and somatic approach. What does it mean? It means that we don't just talk about the context where we're from and really what the leadership is. It's not just I come and I know better, or attitude towards the other. So it's not like down, top-down approach, or it's more like approach where the person who is a leader in any context can have enough vulnerability and power, we would say, to actually see who is in front of them and who they're working with. So when people are feeling seen and when people are feeling heard, then the company, or it's just created the safe environment where then we can re-educate and relearn. So if I come to the company when I never had the experience of being seen and heard, and my boss would come and ask, how can I help you to do your best self, to do your best work, you know? So also having in mind that we come from different contexts, regardless if it's the same country, and that trauma-informed approach, it's not so new approach. But when it comes to somatics, and we really want that not just to be the mind knowledge, but experiential knowledge. So when we do, and what we offer at Less Stress workshops here in Oslo and abroad as well, in different conferences and different settings, is letting actually people to feel and co-create the safe space. And from there, this re-education can actually happen.
Yes, and again, just recognizing the responses of stress, what's the difference between being activated and being relaxed, and how do we work coming back to the baseline where all these two aspects come together. And again, recognizing the patterns of the nervous system, how that is related to our senses, and then how that grows to emotions and then thoughts. So all that kind of the pathway, right? So I guess this is the key way in somatic approach.
And also building the container rather than avoiding things. Mm. So in any job situation, in any work, like now you are part of this huge conference, which it has a lot of stress and unknowns. So it's not about to avoid the stress, what actually is unavoidable, but how can we deal and build the resilience to bounce back, as Jivila mentioned, back to actually, okay, I can handle this. I feel really stressed now. And just acknowledging that, not only in your mind, but in your whole body, is like, what do I feel now in my body? Am I tense? Am I not? Just 1 second of that, it helps already for your nervous system to be seen, and as like it can be seen outside of your body, but you can also help yourself to help you. So those tools which we teach, they actually, people bring them back to everyday's life, and that's what we want. We don't want to have a lecture where we say, oh, this would be ideal world, and this is, you know, world without stress. It's impossible. Nowadays, it's just impossible.
I'm smiling because so much of what you're saying overlaps with so much of what I've been hearing. And right now, in session three, that you heard the session that was happening now, they're talking about personal resilience and also sort of community resilience, how to build mm-hmm. resilience as a group, and how to build resilience within yourself. So I just found it serendipitous that you're speaking to me about it in the car right outside the session that where they're talking about it right now. I think perhaps coming to the close of this, because I really actually think that I would like to look at the tools that you also provide in, I'm going to link to the website. I would really like to hear more about what you are working with, but I think you gave us a very good understanding, because earlier I'd heard from, like I said, leaders talking about vulnerability, and now you're given an understanding of a completely different topic, and it speaks to that same sense of humanity, really, how to be a human who with human problems and human needs, and approach it in a human way, even though this work can sometimes feel like it's separate from you as a human. It's somehow an outside entity. Yeah. But you're still a person in that space. So
exactly.
Would you like to add anything before we close?
We definitely would like to. Like, it is just scratching the surface.
Yes.
And that's great opportunity we have, because as you say, people are talking in different formats on the big stage and here us in the car. But we really would like to use this opportunity and to invite you, whoever are in Oslo in May, we having a continuous 4 sessions workshop series where we're going into deeper sensing topics of actually learning and educating ourselves how to be more with the body wisdom and stressful environments. So anyone who, it's open for everyone. It's not like just for executives or creatives. So you are very welcome to join and experience it, because it's hard to talk about it. It's definitely amazing to
experience
it, yeah. And that wisdom just to carry in your everyday's life.
That sounds wonderful. So we will link to that. So
thank you so much,
both of you, for joining. I'm actually really glad that both of you could be here today, because we almost missed you. So thank you very much. And
thank you so much.
I will let you know when the podcast is up. And thank the rest of you as well for joining us today. Bye.
Thank you.